Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle have reportedly been offered the opportunity to sign Chelsea defender Fikayo Tomori. The 23-year-old has struggled for first-team football at Stamford Bridge this season, and he has made just one Premier League appearance. He does need to leave the Blues in order to gain regular first-team football and experience, and it is said that Steve Bruce admires Tomori as a player. The Magpies have endured a mixed start to the season. They're 15th and are without a win in the last five league games. Bruce is eager to add defensive reinforcements to his squad this summer, and it is thought that he wants to take Tomori on loan for the remainder of the season. Meanwhile, it is believed that Newcastle have agreed a deal with Manchester United to sign Brandon Williams on loan for the rest of the season. Williams has slipped down the pecking order at Old Trafford this season behind Luke Shaw and their summer signing, Alex Telles. It is thought that Williams will be sent out on loan in the January window and that Bruce is ahead of the queue to sign him. And finally, Fulham have reportedly reignited their interest in Newcastle striker Dwight Gayle. Gayle has just 6 months left on his current deal, but long-standing admirers Fulham are keen to take him this month. They have discussed trying to persuade Newcastle with an incentivised deal that will involve a small fee now and increase if Gayle were to help keep Fulham in the Premier League this season. Fulham, though, do face competition for Gayle from clubs in the Middle East who are also monitoring his situation. Qatari Joe Al Gharafa, managed by former Fulham boss Lovisa Jokanovic, and Al Duhail, led by ex-Nottingham Forest boss Sabri Lamouchi, are both keen, along with Saudi side Al Shabab. That's all for now. We'll have more later.